Bob, coming up next, we have random acts of elevator music.
No, they've gone home.
Thank you, Father Bob. This is Triple J. Please introduce our next guest.
Very exciting, the next guest, random acts of elevator music, appearing spontaneously in elevators throughout Melbourne CBD.
Matt These and two. Nick.
Musictronica.
That's right.
Part of the Fringe Festival. Now, so what's happening? You're doing live elevator music. How does this work, Nick?
Well, basically we wander around with our sound system and our keyboards and everything hidden in briefcases.
So you're done up like office workers.
We're wearing our business suits for our day in the office, doing our day's work as musicians along with anyone else out and about in those buildings at that time.
And then what happens? So you're in the elevator with you two guys, and then like some, you know, MGM musical from the 1950s where the real world suddenly becomes musical, you bust out your instruments.
Exactly, and we just provide a nice sort of sonic environment, nice sounds for their journey to whatever floor they're getting off at.
And smother the music.
Yeah, what happens if there's existing Muzak in the elevator?
You never thought of that.
There's a couple of options. We could either jam along with the Muzak, or we could just turn our volume up and drown it out.
Yes.
Or you could just get out some wires and snip the speakers.
Yes. But you could walk out in defeat with your tail between your legs. Now, are you getting permission from the various office buildings to do this?
We don't really feel that's required. We feel as autonomous musicians who are just bringing joy to the workers that we don't really want to tie ourselves up in any kind of bureaucratic red tape.
Yeah, you don't want. It's easy to get forgiveness and permission.
That's right.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Is that a general, is it?
Yeah.
That's morality of the entertainment.
It's like if you're doing something for television or whatever, and you think, well, in the overall scheme of things, they're really not going to mind because they're not being that controversial. You might as well just.
Oh, that's excellent, John.
Or else you get tied up in red tape and you have to
put
through to about five different levels and the owner of Westfield and stuff.
In other words, shoot first and ask questions later.
Now, are you worried,
George Bush?
Are you worried that people are going to freak out in these
terrorist times
if you suddenly open it, your briefcase and start pushing wires in everywhere?
It has crossed our mind. A few people have voiced that. I mean, the worst that can happen is that we become martyrs, for art.
You get shot in the head.
Have you done it this week?
No, it starts the week after next.
I see. So, have you had little dry runs or anything?
That's what we're going to. We've played in a few bars and clubs, but we next
but not
week's,
a lift.
Next week's our kind of dress rehearsal week.
And isn't one possible reaction just people immediately going, "What's going up here? What's going on?" And do you answer, or do you just continue playing your music?
No, we're happy to explain to anyone what it is that we're doing and. You know, we'll have a few business cards on hand to, you know, pass out to potential clients.
And just say fans want to turn up. Are you going to, like, be given details of which elevators you're appearing in?
Yeah, each night we're going to post up to our website a little itinerary of where we're planning to go the next day.
Yep.
So if anyone is really keen, they can just look that up and...
Are you filming or recording it in any manner?
Not planning to. I think it's just going to be one of those unique events in history that you had to be there at the time.
Be complicated. You need a third guy with, like, some kind of helmet with a web camera on and, you know, then no one else can fit in the lift.
That's right. We need some space for one or two audience members. So.
Now, have you been scanning different elevators around town?
We're starting to do a bit of market research and... We're actually going to put something on the website where people can email in requests if you want us to come and play in your building.
Because in Collins Place, is it still called Collins Place these days or has it been rebranded or something? But that's got the glass elevator, so you'd get even people who weren't in the elevator there would be able to appreciate you visually.
Yeah, all this is possible. And more.
Yeah, they're very helpful. Well, our lift over here, the ABC lift, Mary Jane, wouldn't you recommend the ABC lift, darling, that goes up for two only floors or something and fits six? That would be exciting. But you go up and down all day long, boys. You could become insane.
Yeah, but who's going to let us in? I mean, the security here is ridiculous.
Don't leave.
Now,
see what I mean?
Can you please, on your before you go, can you please play us some of this music so we can simulate, people can close their eyes at home
and
pretend they're in an elevator.
Ambient.
That's Matt, the quiet one.
No, that's Wooly, because he's got to pay attention, Mary Jane, to the machinery.
Okay, I've just got in the elevator. Oh, my God, what's happening? There's these two guys in the elevator. I'm building... Ooh. Headphones and turn up the volume. It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice. I like that.
It'd be nice if you're working at, you know.
I'm floating through space and I've discovered a piece has fallen off the space station.
By the way, guys, just one warning as we kind of, as I talk over your music, don't do any elevator irony where you jump up and down, because I was once in an elevator with Olivia Rousset from Race Around the World in this quite a grotty building, and she giggled and said, oh, I wonder how much we have to jump up and down before the elevator stops, and the answer is once. And we're stuck in an elevator for about an hour and there was no phone, no nothing, and we just had to scream.
But you could have had this music which would have got you through the hour.
Are you worried about any elevator-related disasters happening? Because lots of films, I believe Speed and Silence of the Lambs both have scary elevator scenes. You're not...
It's hard for us to talk or concentrate on our music.
But, I mean, this is cerebral music.
But I don't know whether these are rhetorical questions or...
Yeah, no, yeah, it's part of the... You know, I'm trying to do some sort of little spoken word thing, mash up here.
Part of the ambiance.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We could be on the thing with you. He could be in the lift.
Yeah, because I could be the one... I could recreate the thing from Silence of the Lambs where the dead body is hanging in the... up the top, and then, like, you open up the thing and my... carcass falls thing because I've been sliced up and partially eaten by Anthony Hopkins.
That could be your next show.
That could be and also I could do the one, and then in another elevator I can dress up as Bruce Willis in Die Hard and jump through the roof through there. That'd be good. I've got so many ideas. Thank you very much for joining us, Matt and Nick.
Thank you.
And good luck with random acts of elevator music. Not to be confused with Raspberry Cordial's University Elevator Music.
And if you do want to check out when it's happening and see what's going on, just go to the Melbourne Fringe website and you can link through from there to our website, which is probably an easier way of doing it than trying to explain our complicated webpage address.
Thank God.